one marked. Countdown clock is at T minus 20 minutes and counting.
And we're at G minus 20 minutes and counting, verifying that all of the systems are operational. The EMONs, or exceptions monitors, which monitors the any variables within the computer software, have reported back that they are now operational. Again, everything is continuing back on schedule. We spent an extra 21 minutes in that normal 10-minute hold. Continue with our countdown.
5 minutes to be 25 minutes and 15 seconds. Yes, sir, that's what we got. Okay, you can have that set up, please.
And the report now in that the hold at T-minus 9 minutes will be for 25 minutes and 15 seconds. That will put us on target for launch at 9:48 and 15 seconds. Occurring at this time at the pad is the purge of the three onboard cryogenic fuel cells.
DPS.
Pass off transition complete. DPS ready for BFS transition to Ops 101.
Copy that. CDIOTC, clear pass fault sum and take BFS to Ops 0 for your checklist. Ops 1 for your checklist.
Copy that to Mark. OTC, PTC.
Go ahead.
We'll take the Ops 1 on 906.
Copy.
And we're standing by for confirmation that the onboard computers are in the process of making the transition to the terminal countdown configuration. Also, calibrations of the inertial measurement units have begun, should be completed shortly. And the primary ascent computer software is now in the primary launch program. And Commander Terry Wilcutt is aligning the backup flight systems for the terminal countdown configuration.
Yeah, I'd just like to report that our computer's final load is complete.
Okay, copy, thank you.
Again, the 7-minute dumping of the launch program stored in the memory of one of the five general-purpose computers has begun, and following that, engineers will examine the data for any inconsistency or miscomparisons among those computers.
CDRTC, how are we coming on BFS Ops 1?
Man, that's complete. We're at Ops 1 in the
dip. See that? CLTOTC, you've got to go to configure pass and BFS horizontal foot displays for your checklist, and CDR configure contingency abort yaw steer for your checklist.
BFS. Go ahead, BFS. Ready for BFS uplink.
Away from launch on another in a series of missions to the Mir space station. On this flight, we will retrieve astronaut Dave Wolf, who has been in space now for the past 4 months, and we will leave Andy Thomas aboard Mir. He will be the seventh and final U.S. astronaut to call the station home.
CLT OTC, configure fuel cell essential bus door switches.
PLT.
And pilot Joe Edwards is now flipping switches in the cockpit to directly connect the three fuel cells to the essential power buses. T-minus 8 minutes and counting. And we're standing by for the orbiter access arm to be retracted. This is the walkway used by the crew to gain entry into and out of the vehicle.
CLS is go for OAA retract.
And we have orbiter access arm now being retracted away from the vehicle. This arm can be returned to position within seconds if need be.
Here, PSOTC, start AT strip set recorder.
Strip sets are running.
PLT OTC, perform AT pre-start.
And the orbiter check conductor.
The AT pre-start in one.
Roberto Ryrick has given pilot Joe Edwards the go-ahead to perform the auxiliary power unit pre-start procedures. T-minus 6 minutes and counting.
OTC, PLT, AP pre-start is complete with 3-grade dot match.
AP activation will come in just a few seconds from now. T-minus 5 minutes, 30 seconds and counting. T-minus 5 minutes.
APU start.
And we have a go for APU start.
Form APU start.
Something up to you, somewhere.
CDR, reconfigure heaters.
The main fuel valve heaters on the three shuttle main engines have been turned on in preparation for launch tonight.
RTC, PLT, APU starts complete with 3 good APUs.
Thank you.
Report that we have 3 good APUs.
It's complete.
Copy.
T-minus 4 minutes and counting.
Let's go for PERT sequence 4.
A final test of the flight control systems will be conducted shortly. This is a program pattern of movements designed to verify the readiness to launch of the engine and other flight control services. And T final air surface checks of the orbiter elevons as well as the rudder are being completed at this time. This verifies the orbiter's hydraulic system. And the three main engines are being gimbaled for a final test before launch. Again, all is going well for tonight's launch. This mission carries a crew of seven who will spend the next 9 days in space, 5 of those days docked with the Mir space station. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. Tonight's launch should be visible to most of the southeastern coastal regions of the United States.
For DPLO2 pressurization.
PLPOTC, clear caution warning memory, verify no unexpected errors.
And it worked.
And we're standing by for the retraction of the gaseous oxygen vent hood away from the external tank, and it is being retracted at this time. Inside the bronze colored tank is about 500,000 gallons of super cold liquid fuels that run on the orbiter's three main engines.
Very cold and no unexpected errors.
Copy that. Flight crew, OTC, close and lock your visors and initiate O2 flow. We begin 98, sending our last astronaut for his stay on Mir. We're going to howl for the Wolfman.
That should work. We'll see in a few days.
T-minus 2 minutes and counting.
TLS is go for ETLHT pressurization.
And all systems are go. Endeavour is about 90 seconds now from beginning its 9-day mission to dock with Russia's Mir space station. T-minus 90 seconds.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
T-minus 1 minute and counting, and everything is still looking good for launch of Shuttle Endeavour from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And we are transferring to orbiter internal power at this time. Endeavour is now running off its 3 onboard fuel cells. Coming up on a go for auto-sequence start in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, let's go for auto-sequence start.
And we have a go for auto-sequence start. Endeavour's onboard computers have primary control of all the vehicle's critical functions. T-minus 20 seconds.
15.
T-minus 13 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, we have a go. Start, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, continuing the union of U.S. and Russian space endeavors.
Booster Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll Endeavour. Houston is now controlling. The roll maneuver is complete. Endeavour is now in a hooked-down wing level position headed to a rendezvous with the Mir space station. Flight. Endeavour now traveling at about 520 miles per hour. Endeavour's engines are now throttling down to 67% of rate of thrust. Endeavour is now passing through the area of maximum aerodynamic pressure on the vehicle in the lower atmosphere, downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, 2.3 miles, traveling at a speed of just about 870 miles per hour.
Endeavour Houston, go with throttle up.
Roger, go with throttle up.
1 minute, 19 seconds into the flight, Endeavour's 3 liquid-fueled engines are now back at full throttle, 104% of rated thrust. Endeavour downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, a distance of about 10.5 miles, traveling at the speed of about 2,000 miles per hour. Just about 7 minutes of powered flight remaining. Two minutes, 9 seconds into the flight, the booster officer confirms good separation of the solid rocket boosters. Endeavour now downrange from the Kennedy Space Center at a distance of about 38 miles.
Houston, performance nominal.
Copy, performance nominal.
Endeavour Houston, 2 engine tau.
Copy, Susan, 2 engine tau.
2 minutes, 35 seconds into the flight. Endeavour's performance has been as expected, and in the event of a single engine failure, Endeavour could now reach the transatlantic landing site at Zaragoza, Spain. Telemetry still continuing to indicate that all three main engines and auxiliary power units and fuel cells are performing well. 3.5 minutes into powered flight with just about 5 minutes of powered flight remaining. Endeavour now at an altitude of about 58 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center at a distance of about 115 miles. Speed now about 5,000 miles per hour.
Endeavour Houston, negative return.
Copy Houston, negative return.
4 minutes, 13 seconds into flight, Endeavour is now too far downrange and has gained too much altitude to return to the Kennedy Space Center in the event of an engine failure. However, telemetry continuing to indicate that all three main engines are performing well. Just about 4 minutes of powered flight remaining.
Endeavour Houston, press the ATO.
You press the ATO.
With that call, Endeavour can now reach orbit on two engines, should one fail. Again, all three main engines continuing to perform well. Endeavour currently downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, about 220 miles, traveling at a speed of 6,800 miles per hour.
Endeavour Houston, single engine ops 3.
Houston, single engine ops 3.
5 minutes, 37 seconds into the flight, just about 3 minutes of powered flight remaining. Endeavour now downrange from the Kennedy Space Center at a distance of about 315 miles. Speed now of 8,600 miles.
Houston, press D'Amico.
We copy. Press D'Amico.
Endeavour can now reach a safe orbit on two engines, should one fail. Again, telemetry continuing to indicate the main engines are performing well.
Houston, single engine Zaragoza 104.
We copy. Single engine Zaragoza 104.
Endeavour Houston, single engine press 104.
7 minutes, 23 seconds into the flight, all systems on board, Endeavour continuing to perform well. Endeavour now traveling at a speed of 13,600 miles per hour. The second roll to heads up has been successfully completed. Endeavour's engines are now throttling back to maintain structural limits on the orbiter as it approaches loads near 3 times normal gravity. 8 minutes into the flight, standing by for confirmation of main engine cutoff.
Endeavour Houston, nominal MECO, UMS 1 not required. You are no-go for the plus X translation.
UMS 1 not required and no-go for the plus X. Thank you.
Spacecraft communicator Susan still confirming a cutoff of the main engines, 8.5 minutes into the flight, and separation of the external tank. An uneventful climb into orbit for the crew aboard Endeavour today. 11 minutes, 20 seconds since an on-time liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center today. Again, an uneventful climb to orbit for the crew aboard Endeavour. Ascent Flight Director Linda Hamm has been polling the flight control team here in Mission Control for a go or no-go decision on powering down the auxiliary power units on board Endeavour.
System, how about Ascent heater activation?
Endeavour Houston, Terry, you have a go for that?
Houston, we're taking the AC bus sensors to auto trip.
Endeavour Houston, you have a go?
Houston, are you ready for ops 105?
Endeavour Houston, Joe, you have a go for APU hydraulic shutdown. And Terry, we're ready for an ops 105 pro.
We copy, Susan.
Endeavour Houston, you have a go for the ET photo maneuver at 29 minutes MET.
Copy. We'll go for the ET photo maneuver at 29 minutes MET.